Hi everyone, welcome back to this latest Top Sales World Top Sales Hard Talk interview. In fact, today's interview, discussion, chatette, is a forerunner to one of the modules on the upcoming Top Sales Academy Sales Management Level Initiative. So I'm delighted to welcome my guest back today. It's Tamara Schenk. Tamara is the VP of Sales Enablement with T-Systems. She's based in Germany, but globetrots quite a lot, and you may have read her journals coming back from Forrester conventions and all sorts of events, so she's a bit of a gadabout. Welcome, Tamara.
Welcome. Glad to have her.
Okay, now, what we decided was that we were going to call your module Round Pegs in Round Holes and essentially sort of share with the students, the delegates, why it helps you bridge between strategy and execution. So, I mean, I know the answer to this question, but I think you should share it with the listener. What does it mean, round pegs in round holes?
Yeah, first of all, I really love this title. It's funny and elegant at the same time. So there are a few core beliefs and core principles behind that. The first one is people buy from people. And the second one is relationship matter, and relevant relationships matter even more.
Well, let me just interject, but I had planned to interject at this point. Now, there are organizations and even individuals around the globe that frequent the sales space and are awfully well known that will attempt to tell us that relationship selling is dead.
So I think I don't think that, and I think they mix up two different dimensions. They mix up order takers and people who can create and have the ability to create business based on relationships, based on trust, and based on the way I am a strategic advisor. I'm a trusted advisor, and I can help this company and this organization to drive their business results.
Yeah.
And I think a relationship, it's a door opener. If you don't have the relationships in an account, how should we address our topics?
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I've no doubt that you heard the interview that I did with Jim Cathcart.
Yeah.
And you know, the man that invented relationship selling. and I think, you know, anyone approaching Jim Cathcart and saying relationship selling can probably expect, you know, a quick view of his crucifix. Let's go on. I think what you've alluded to also is that there is no one size that fits all approaches.
Exactly. So we have seen that in sales enablement, when you create enablement services for frontline salespeople, you see that when you create enablement programs for sales managers and so on. So there is really no one size fits all for all our internal things. It's the same with the customers. There is no customer one as the other one. So we try to bring a few dimensions together and really to start with the people. I think we maybe have forgotten this dimension with all these processes and automation and so on, that we should look at the people behind a certain role.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Now, I mean, what are our delegates and our attendees going to get out of the session with you?
So the attendees will get a sales management framework that connects the dots between different seller types, buyer types, and a few simple criteria how to assess them.
Mm-hmm.
They will learn how to tailor different account segments and growth strategies and core principles to these seller and buyer types. And it will help us to optimize their resource allocation in their teams. It will also help them to manage selling comfort zones and to scale performance, and not only to make their numbers, but also to drive change in this changing economy.
Yeah. It's absolutely excellent. And what do you think the outcome is going to be for the? I mean, what's the outcome that you're driving for? You know, for the attendees.
The outcome should really be that the attendees can take these ideas and principles from a framework, adjust it, and to adapt it for their specific situation. That they can be more effective in their sales coaching, that they can increase the performance with their teams and really drive change. It has a lot to do with building these buyer or seller relationships, to look at the allocation from account teams on accounts, what kind of types do I need on a certain account, and how can I adjust this in an easy way. And it helps to make decisions not only with gut feeling, but with a bit of structure around that.
Personality, I mean, if we all accept, and we all jolly well should accept, that you know, relationship selling, particularly at the top end, is live and kicking. Mm-hmm. The reason relationships work and the reason that they succeed and they endure is simply because two people speak the same language, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
And so our role as managers, which is the message that you're evangelizing here, is that, you know, we as managers have got to understand which of our team have got the certain personalities to deal in certain scenarios and with certain types of clients and at certain levels within an organization, right?
Exactly. So you really nailed it down. It's people who speak the same language, and that is often, especially in technology, IT industry, it is a challenge when people were... they were selling for years and decades to IT management,
yeah.
And a lot of decisions are now made in the lines of business.
Yeah.
And they speak a different language. They are not interested in features, functions, and what things you're doing. They want to know, what does it mean for me? What does it mean for my desired outcomes regarding my challenges? And this is a different language. And I mean, there are people who speak this language, who have this business acumen, and they're able to share complex knowledge and make it simple and adjust it to the customer's challenges. And there are others, they don't feel so comfortable in that. But they can have a role in bigger deals where you also need standardized IT features and functions information, of course.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When I think about vertical markets, and I'm drawing on my own experience here, both as a consultant and also as a CEO, thinking about vertical markets, do you think it's easier if, say, for example, you're a VP sales and you've identified that there is a need or a possible need in for your solution in, shall we say, insurance and finance industry? Okay, mm-hmm. So what you need to do, I mean, you've drawn up your business development plan, your marketing strategy. Now what you need to do is to get the right people to be able to sell in that industry. Do you, A, train your existing sales force, when I say train, do you attempt to give them a frontal lobotomy of knowledge of that industry? Or do you, B, go into that industry, find people that know all about it, and teach them how to sell?
This is a great question and a challenging one as well. So I always learned also in my times as a business, when I had a business development role for utilities, I think the first and most important issue is that you speak the language, that you understand the color of this industry's language.
Yes.
And that you have and a business acumen understanding of their core processes.
Yep.
I don't think that you need to be an expert on the fifth level of their core processes, but you need to understand the bigger picture. And so if you ask them like this, I think business acumen is more important than detailed industry knowledge, but you should be able to speak this industry language. I always call that a vertical color.
Yeah. No, we see, I totally agree with you because I actually think that if you get two people together who speak the same language and there is a solution on the table which one feels is going to be of use and of value to the other, then the selling process takes place naturally.
Exactly.
And so as a consequence, when I have been hiring and when I have been developing, you know, going left and right into vertical markets, I've experimented, but I've ended up finding the most satisfactory results are when I bring people out of industry who don't necessarily have sales experience, but they have the right personalities, mm-hmm. and you know, they speak the language, and they've got the business knowledge, and I think that's the best solution.
Yeah, that is a really perfect, but also a rare combination.
Well, yes, it is.
To have it combined, yes.
It is. But if you know that in advance that you're going into a vertical market, you don't suddenly decide to go in overnight. Of course, as you well know, you do all of your research and your marketing investigation and everything else. Whilst you're doing all of that, you know, as an aside, you're also looking around and recruiting so that when you're ready to press the button, you're geared up. And you're right, of course, it takes considerable time. Yeah. I think the other risk with all of that is that you're asking people to come from relatively, you know, safe territory where they've not been in sales, and their success isn't going to be judged by their numbers. And you're putting them into a sales order. It can be slightly unnerving for them.
Yeah.
It's a much less secure environment, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I'm looking forward.
It's more fun.
Yes. Oh, well, I mean, would we have it any other way? But we've got used to it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to Round Pegs in Round Holes. Obviously, we're going to put a copy of this recording alongside the bump that's on site, so people hear us talking about it as well as read about it. I mean, if you were to think about one really critical thing, issue, topic, item that sales leaders are going to take away from this session, what would that one single thing be tomorrow?
To have a framework on one page that connects dimensions that are normally not connected: accounts, growth strategies, a seller and buyers, and to be able to deal with that and to execute on that and to make a difference on that in this changing economy.
That's excellent. Yeah. I think that summarizes absolutely perfectly. Okay, well, the listeners will be able to get lots of you over at Top Sales World. I mean, you're regularly featuring within the article sections, the sales tips, and, of course, now interviews. But if they do need to know that you write a very effective and a very popular and very interesting blog. Do you want to give them, the listeners, the details of that tomorrow?
Oh, thank you. Of course, I love to do that. So my blog is called Sales Enablement Perspectives, and you find it under blog.tamarashenk.com. And please chime in, share your thoughts. I'm currently writing about go-to customer account management. I published a second product yesterday. So I'm looking forward to your feedback and challenge my thoughts and chime in.
Excellent. Thank you. Just reminded me, actually, I've got a white paper I'm going to send you.
That
I wrote a few years ago. And I'd like your opinion on it. It's effectively taking a new approach to our most important accounts. I'd be interested in your feedback.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us again. It's always a great pleasure. I'm absolutely delighted that you're part of the Academy faculty and, of course, a member of the Top Sales World contributing team. There's only 50 of us in the world. We're a bit of a rare breed, but I'm delighted you're here. Anything you want to leave us with?
Enjoy the session. I'm looking very much forward to Round Pegs and Round Holes, and I'm also very happy to be part of this great global sales community. So thank you, Jonathan.
Excellent. Thank you again, Tamara. Okay, listeners, hope you enjoyed that. And I really hope you're going to make an effort to embrace this Sales Academy. You have to realize that, you know, between us, there's 30 of us, so-called top sales experts, commentators. You know, we genuinely are alarmed at how appalling sales skills are generally across the broad spectrum of industry. And we've decided to do something about it. We'd like to do it all for free, but we have to pay the people that are running it for us. So for $99, you're getting 10 hours of coaching and consultancy from some of the world's best sales brains. It's four levels: sales management, internal sales, external sales, and collaborative sales. And guess what? Next year, it's even going to be selling for non-sales professionals. So, you know, Academy's here to stay, and we want you to embrace it because it's a fantastic initiative. And it's not our initiative, it's your initiative too. So, you know, please lock in, engage with us, enjoy it. And I tell you what, you know, at the end of the 10 hours, if you think to yourself, well, that wasn't worth it, send me an email. I'll send you your $99 or your £60 back with absolute pleasure. This has been Jonathan Farrington. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.